John Chaney was the Rail basketball coach who became a civic icon. That was evident today as Philadelphians gathered at Temple University to mourn his death last month at age 89. It seemed everyone had a John Chaney story to tell. And WHYY's Avi Wolfman Aaron says many of the memories had little to do with basketball.
John Chaney's body lay at center court Monday morning as Frank Sinatra's My Way played softly through Temple's Leocora Center, the university where he coached men's basketball for 24 years. At a public viewing, mourners streamed past Chaney's coffin. Among them was Nikki Skipworth, wearing a t-shirt signed by the late coaching legend.
I said, I have to go to pay my respects for him, and this is the first time I ever wore this.
The story of the shirt began at a supermarket in the late 1990s. Skipworth was shopping with her grandma when she noticed her talking to Chaney about a game the night before. Chaney, rather characteristically, had lost his temper on the court.
He said, you know me? She said, yeah, I know you. Coach Chaney, you was hot. They put you out. But you was right, because they knocked that boy down so hard, you should have cussed them out. I was cussing too. That's how their relationship started.
When Skipworth's grandmother died, Chaney sent the t-shirt, along with his condolences. Chaney had that kind of connection with everyday Philadelphians, the kind that inspired young men with hoop dreams and old women shopping for groceries. Skipworth felt it too. Like Chaney, she grew up in North Philadelphia. The coach's success carried a simple and powerful message.
There is hope.
Chaney carried that hope to the people he knew intimately, his players, many of whom spoke at his memorial service Monday afternoon. Chaney sought out kids like Arthur Stone from North Philadelphia, who played for the coach at Chaney State College in the late 70s.
Because without John Chaney, I'd probably be dead or doing a long time in jail. Okay? We can't make it too. We just need opportunities and a chance.
Former Temple and NBA player Mark Jackson talked about growing up in Philadelphia without a father and how he struggled to manage his emotions. He recalled a time Chaney chose to sit out a game with him after Jackson had been suspended for elbowing an opponent.
And a lot of my counterparts, the people asked me, why do you sit out with you? And I just, and coach says, you don't got to explain yourself, but we know what we're doing. And that day the coach sat out with me, that was like a father taking a child to a drive to now teach him how to become a man.
Chaney famously recruited kids from tough backgrounds. He railed against the NCAA when it passed a rule that made freshmen ineligible if they didn't carry certain grades and SAT scores. He knew it would shut underprivileged kids out of college. But he kept recruiting those kids anyway. One of them was Aaron McKee.
Temple and Coach Chaney took a chance on me.
McKee would go on to become a Temple basketball legend and a longtime NBA player.
It matters to me because it changed the course of my life. It changed my family lives and everyone that's connected to me. He helped me get a seat at the table.
And now McKee has a chance to do the same. As of 2019, he's the head coach of the Temple University men's basketball team. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.